Clo, and thank you again for your call to the Daily Inspiration. I would like to talk to you about the relationship of believers to the world. What is it like for the Christian in the world? You know, we have to have a relationship with Christ first and foremost. And then that relationship with Christ is going to give us a relationship with other believers. But then as that fellowship with Christ goes into fellowship with other Christians, then the relationship of the believers to the world is going to take on a different meaning. So let's look at those things. I'd like to start with John chapter 15, verse 18. If the world hate you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love his own. But because you're not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. Remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. If I had not come and spoken unto them, they had not had sin, but now they have no cloak for their sin. He that hateth me hateth my Father also. If I had done among them the works which none other man did, they had not had sin, but now have they both seen and hated both me and my Father. But this cometh to pass, that the word might be fulfilled that is written in their law, they hated me without a cause. He tells us here that the world, if it hates you, remember something Jesus said, it hated me before it hated you. If we are true reflectors of Christ, we will not get along with the world and its system. You see, the moon has not its own light. It is a reflection of sun. The sky is dark, the sky is black, but the moon is so high that it is mirroring the sun's rays down to the earth. Whether sunshine in China, there's daylight in North America. When there's daylight in North America, I should say there's moonlight in North America. When the sun is shining in China, we have moonlight in North America. When we have sunlight in North America, they have moonlight in China. The sun and the moon are both high enough to catch each other's light there. We are that same way. We are only a reflection of Jesus Christ. And when they see Jesus Christ, they hate us. Because, as he said, the world would not have had sin if Jesus had not come. And you see, that's why this light that is coming to the world, Jesus Christ, testifies against them and their evil deeds. The Holy Spirit is working in this world to convict men of their sins. So the world turns on those that reflect God and his law. We are his ambassadors. We are his representatives. And when they see us, when they hear us speak, when they see our values, when they see our traditions, when they see our ways, they hate us. Now, it seems to me that there's a lot of Christians, supposed Christians, that get along really fine with the sinful, cussing, adultering, filthy world, money-loving, immodesty. It seems like they can be friends with so-called professing Christians, and those Christians never rebuke their lifestyle or bring a light into their life. Something's wrong there. You see, it's the preaching of the word and the reproving of sin And it's when the Christian says the way of your life is wrong, the Bible says that's why they hate us. When we don't let their children mingle and watch their movies and music, then we have a clash. Why don't you do what we do? Why do you have to say no to what we want you to do? Then the world begins to hate us. The world loves its own. The world covers for its own. But they hate those that represent the true Jesus Christ. And we are not of the world. God has chosen us out of the world through Jesus Christ. Therefore, the world hates us. If we really believe that this world is not our home, we're just passing through. If we really believe that there is a kingdom called heaven where all is well, then we cannot be satisfied or enjoy earth too much. We have to reject the way of this earth and love the way of the kingdom of God. This same spirit is what nailed Jesus to the cross. They persecuted Jesus, and he promised persecution for us. It says over there in one of Paul's letters, I believe it is to Timothy, he said, yea, and all that shall live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. And they do all this to us for the name of Jesus' sake, because they knew him not, and they knew not the Father that sent him. It does say there in verse 23 of chapter 15 in John that he that hates Jesus hates the Father also. You ever had a clash with your family, your friends, your employee friends, your mother, father? Oh, my friend, when someone gets born again in some of the religious systems that we know, there's a shaking, there's a despising, there's a upsetting. When the true gospel light shines, men act the most wickedly. So praise the Lord. They hated Jesus, and they really had no cause to do it. The only reason was the light was too bright for their sinful eyes. And we shouldn't just glory in that the world hates us. We should glory in what the Word of God says for sure, and glory in God. But we should realize that we are different than this world. We've been called to be different than this world if we're true Christians. So let's turn from everything this world loves, and let's love only the things God loves. Let's speak of those right things. Let's turn from wickedness and wicked ways, and let's remember the Word of the Lord. And may we be such a true light that as the majority hates us, there will be some that will be brought to the light. Some that God will call, and they will respond if we shine our light the brightest and the rightest way. So let's think about these things. And may the Lord bless you to stand for him today. And remember, this world is not your home. Marvel not if this world hates you. God bless you today, and be faithful. And let's win the race that Christ has set before us all the way till the end. Thank you for your call today. Remember, if you'd like to leave a message or ask any questions or have any needs, 099 accesses voicemail. Bless you today.